When Gog Comes, Correcting the Timeline of the Last Days by John Little. Copyright April 2022. Narrated by the author. Core Chapters. The Bible has just one author, God. This means that we could start with any chapter that describes the coming of Gog and work from there. However, wisdom encourages us to start with the best detail and the most thorough description. That's why this section is called the Core Chapters. These chapters will lay the foundation for our understanding of the coming of Gog and Magog and the key events and details that are a part of that description. Here are a few of the details that you will see. A vast army will be destroyed. The army that is headed by someone described as Gog, ruler of the land of Magog. Names will be referred to that are found in the Genesis 10 Table of Nations. A fire will descend upon the world. The moon will become as bright as the sun, and the sun will become seven times brighter than it is today. The biggest earthquake since the Great Flood will occur. Planes, trains, trucks, and tanks will cease to operate. Everyone will know who God is. The nations will be sifted. The Holy Spirit will descend upon the people of Israel. All of that and more will be found in these core chapters. However, before launching into all of that, we will look at a different description, and we will see how Gog and Magog compare to the coming of the Antichrist. The army of the Antichrist. For some reason, theologians don't like to talk about the Antichrist as having an army or even needing one, nor do they talk about how many times he invades Israel. We need to fix that, and now is the time. How many times does the Antichrist invade Israel? About five times. You might classify one or two of those invasions a little differently. The takeover of Jerusalem might be better classified as a military coup or some kind of insurrection that he supports with the troops from his army. And setting up the tents of his palace in northern Israel might not be an invasion. But the point remains that there are five military operations by the Antichrist and no one talks about them. The Antichrist, according to Daniel. Furthermore, a lot of what we know about the Antichrist comes from Daniel 8 and Daniel 11. Daniel tells us where the Antichrist comes from. He tells us how many times he invades Israel, and he gives us a picture of what the world will be like when the Antichrist rises. The world that the Antichrist comes from will be much different from ours and a difficult place to live. Gog and Magog, the details. Once we have established what the Antichrist looks like, we will need a good description of Gog's invasion of Israel. We will find most of what we are looking for in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Then we'll compare what we see in Ezekiel with what is described about the Antichrist. When we're done, it will be clear that Gog is not the Antichrist. Zechariah 12 and 13. After Ezekiel, our next stop will be Zechariah 12 and 13, which adds a lot of detail. Some of it spells trouble for the technological infrastructure that lies at the foundation of our civilization, and it's this sentence in Zechariah that makes me shiver. Horses will be smitten with astonishment and blindness. That's from Zechariah 12, 4. And it leaves us with two disturbing options. Either our civilization collapses beforehand to such a low level that we have turned back to horses, or this is a euphemism for cars, trucks, and military vehicles being immobilized. We know the scientific principles at work here, so we can see how our sun could make it happen. But if these really are horses, then our civilization will have already collapsed and billions would have died in the process. The key element is time. If Gog comes decades or even centuries from now, the destructive processes already at work within our civilization will have led to complete collapse by the time Zechariah 12 is fulfilled. And yes, we are talking about the destruction of private and public transportation, political systems, and even world trade. Distribution networks will have failed, and most of humanity will have gone back to a subsistence level of farming. Depending on how far this will progress before Gog and Magog, as many as 5 billion people would die before we get to Zechariah 12, if these horses are four-footed beasts of burden. This leads us to the questions from Revelation 6. How many people will die when the four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding? How long will they ride? My assumption is that their ride will not be decades long and that Gog will come before complete collapse happens. The picture in my mind is that our civilization will have suffered serious shocks and will have begun to crumble before this invasion begins. In fact, I believe that Gog will invade Israel precisely because he and his allies need more resources and want greater power. So if you believe that we have several decades before Gog and Magog, you'll still need to get ready for terrible events that will crush our current way of life, and it would take another book to describe all that properly, which I plan to write. Isaiah 30. Isaiah 30 adds a crushing finality, confirming what Ezekiel and Zechariah talk about while adding some important revelations. We will see confirmation that Ezekiel's fire is a Nova event. God will describe a devouring fire in the sifting of the nations. We'll see the indwelling of the Holy Spirit upon the people of Israel. There will also be an earthquake so huge that cities around the world will be flattened. Just thinking about all that devastation makes me shudder. I don't like pondering something like this, but our safety lies in acknowledging and accepting the truth. Hiding from it will not make it go away. Worse, it will be a disobedience to the command of Jesus for us to watch. Salvation comes for Jacob before the Antichrist. Then, to finalize our discussion with the most important point of all, we prove that the children of Jacob must return to God years, even decades, before the coming of the Antichrist, and the reasons will become incredibly obvious once you see them. Unfortunately, the obvious is often obscured by theologians who don't understand the Bible as well as they should. So let's begin our journey with a detailed look at the army of the Antichrist. When Gog Comes, Correcting the Timeline of the Last Days by John Little, copyright April 2022, narrated by the author.